This is lesson 6 in our Bible study series at Faith Baptist Church called A Godly Response to a Pandemic. Well, perhaps you've heard the common cliche, when the cat's away, the mice will play. It reminds us about what happens when a grade school teacher steps away from her classroom. Well, the students goof around, don't they? And let's not pick on the kids here, because this also happens when the supervisor goes on break or the boss takes a vacation. The employees take longer lunches, make personal phone calls on the clock, and though this happens, it doesn't have to, and the same is true for a church. As an apostle, Paul functioned in a pastoral way for churches throughout Asia Minor, modern Turkey, and Eastern Europe. Though he never stayed in one place for more than 3 to 4 years, and usually much less, he retained a sense of long-distance pastoral care for these congregations. This concern motivated him to write letters like Colossians to encourage believers in churches not to drift away. In this way, he provides pastors today with an example to follow during times of extended absence from the congregations they serve. Through the words he shares, he also provides congregations with timely advice that applies to long periods of social isolation. He writes in Colossians 2, 5 through 7, "Though I am absent in the flesh, I am with you in spirit." And then he goes on to say that we should continue to walk in Christ just as we received him. That's what we're going to look at in this Bible study series. You see, in the absence of in-person pastoral care, which is crucial, the members of a church should still flourish in their relationship with Christ and their devotion to sound doctrine. So, let's dig in. Take some encouragement from what Paul has to say to the believers at Colossae in Colossians 2, 5 through 7.